and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed by the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's Life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is a beautiful and wonderful and awesome day that God has made as we would continue our journey on this series of teaching on holy living. So whether you're joining us or tuning in or watching or listening on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Isles of the Caribbean or the Pacific, the lands down under, Europe or Asia, or right here in the Hawaii chain of islands, we welcome you and we invite you. Let us go together to the throne of grace and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a privilege, what an honor it is, my God, to come before you, a holy God. Hallelujah. And to pour in our hearts to say, Lord, teach us. Lord, feed us. Lord, share with us what we need to know, Lord, that holy living accepts that you are holy, Lord God. It accepts, it embraces, and it makes adjustments and changes because we serve a holy God. Father, we thank you for taking time with us, Lord God, and to reveal to us, Lord God, that the changes that are needful and necessary in our life, that the world would see Jesus, are going to come when we accept that you are holy. It's going to come when we realize, woe is me, I'm undone. It's going to come when we realize, not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. It's going to come, my God, in such a profound way that many will be saved and many will be turned to salvation and lives will be changed and you will be ultimately glorified. So, Father, we ask you, use the man of God. Use Bishop Calvin Bethea with this word of truth, Lord God, that holy living accepts that God is holy. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful thing, my God, to be mindful of, my God, and to remember. So use him to put it in our remembrance that you are holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. And when we see you, even as it was, my God, with Isaiah, we'll be changed. So thank you for this word of truth. Thank you for transforming our lives. And thank you that we will be the representatives we need to be to glorify you. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. We receive it and we believe it, that we will be a holy people because we serve a holy God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Holy living accepts that God is holy. My reference text for the day is coming from Peter, 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9. And this is what it reads. It says, but ye are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so in Acts, the 9th chapter, in the 6th verse, it reads, amen, glory to God. We just saw that we are a chosen generation, part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, amen. In Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 6, it says, and he trembling and astonished, saying, Lord, what willest thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So today we want to look at a truth that is foundational to our faith. It is the foundation of why we do what we do as a Christian, why we even want to be a Christian. All of those things, the very foundation, the very essence of our Christian faith. Amen. And that is to live a holy life. Amen. So we must first of all, amen, recognize and accept that God is holy. So the foundation of every Christian, amen, life is their accepting or recognizing that God is holy. Amen. See, to live a holy life, we must live to a holy God. See, if there is no holy God, there will be no need for living a holy life. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you and I don't recognize that God is holy, the very need or the very desire to live holy will not even exist. It wouldn't even exist. Our desire to live holy, there will be nothing to cause us to want to know anything about a holy God or to live holy. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you and I accept that God is holy, that's the beginning of a life being transformed and submitted and committed to God. So a lot of people proclaim their Christianity without understanding that this proclamation come with, amen, there having to be a change in their life. For you and I to say that we are Christians, amen, glory to God, there has to be a change in our life. We can no longer be who we was and be who we are. We're either going to be who we are or we're going to be who we was, but we can't be both. Amen. Hallelujah. So holy living is always the fruit of an acceptance of recognition, amen, glory to God, or acceptance or recognition of God's holiness. See, accepting God's holiness will bring about change from the inside and the outside. Will bring about change on our inside, our whole mindset, our heart, everything about us change, amen. And then on the outside, our actions, our presentation, all that we do will reflect that we are in a relationship with God and that God is holy. We would have proper reverential fear and respect in what we say and what we do and where we go and how we carry ourselves, and glory to God, how we share with others, how we treat others, how we respond to others. Amen. Hallelujah. So, first of all, to help drive this home, we must look at the fact that God is holy. He's a holy God. His Spirit is holy. Holy Spirit. His Word is holy. Holy Bible. Amen. And then he says that if we are going to belong to him or be a part of who he is, all Christians are supposed to be part of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. So then a holy God with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Word, and with a holy followers of holy people. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul on the road of Damascus, amen, glory to God. In Acts, we read in our reference text how that the Bible says, and he trembling in the stance said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Now, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what to do, what thou must do. Now, I need you to understand something here. Paul was a one who was persecuting the saints. He gotten a letter to go, and any Christian that he find, he could arrest and bring back before for trial or whatever. Amen. However, when he encountered God on the road of Damascus, amen, where we read in Acts, amen, glory to God, the second chapter, the Bible says, in Acts, the ninth chapter, verse 6, look what it says. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what willest thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, pay attention here. Now, Paul had plans. He had plans. But when he realized and recognized the holiness of God, that the Lord was in his midst, and that he recognized who God is, he knew that the only thing that I can prove that I recognize who God is, I got to be willing to lose my plans and throw my plans away and ask him what his plans plans for my life are. When you and I become born-again believers, we should have a time and a season where we are like, Lord, no longer I, but the Christ that liveth in me. What will thou have me to do? What do you want me to do? I know what my plans are. I know how I perceive what I'm supposed to do. But Lord, what would you have me to do? And this is what happened to Paul. He show us that example of when a person encounter the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, there's no way that they can continue to live like they were living. Amen. You and I can't do it. We just cannot do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we look at, amen, an age where the lines of morality and righteousness can often be blurred. In other words, we see in life where things that is immoral, amen, look like, amen, things that is right. Amen. Hallelujah. So righteousness and immorality is kind of blurred together. Amen. Hallelujah. It is crucial for us to firmly anchor ourselves in the reality of God's nature. You and I got to get anchored in who God is. We got to get anchored in his nature. So let us explore a look today, amen, what do it mean, amen, for us to accept God's holiness and how accepting that holiness will transform our life from the inside out. Amen. You just need to know that, glory to God, if you truly are accepting who God is, accepting his nature, then there's no way you and I can be the same. When the minute we say that we're Christian, or the second that we say that we're Christian, there should be a mindset change. There should be something going on the inside. Now, I know we are to renew our mind over time. Amen. Glory to God. But there should be something that immediately sparks us to say, no longer I, but the Christ is living in me. No longer living in me. No longer my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the Christ that be formed in us be born in us. Hallelujah. Let him begin to take over how we view life, how we view all things, how we treat people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, isn't he? In Isaiah, the 6th chapter in the 3rd verse, the way that God was described, the angel said, holy, 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 hallelujah, is the Lord of hosts. The earth is, the world is full. Hallelujah. The whole earth is full of his glory. So now whenever we begin to see that God is holy, 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 glory to God, God holiness is not just an attribute that he had. It's not just an attribute. It is centered, amen, to who he is. His identity is centered on his holiness. If you take the holiness out of God, then there will be no God that's worthy, amen, of our serving, worthy of us reverencing or anything, because the holiness would not be there. Amen. So it signifies that he is pure. He is his purity. It signifies, amen, that his separation from sin. It signifies his holiness. It signifies his absolute moral perfection. He is completely pure in all things. Now, just like if you and I remove the holiness from God, he would not be holy, and therefore we wouldn't have no need to reverence him or to serve him or treat him like he's holy. As a Christian, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you take the holiness out of my life, out of your life, we are no longer Christians. We're talking about being Christians. We're saying that we are. But in God's eye, amen, he says, if you're going to identify yourself with me, you need to be holy. You need to be holy, for I am holy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this call, amen, it is not merely a suggestion. It is a command based on God's unchanging nature. So to truly live holy, we must first acknowledge this foundational truth, and that is God is holy, and his holiness set the standards for our life. Now, the question that we must look at, amen, what do we say? What do we say about the holiness of God? When we think on the holiness of God, what do it says to us? What do it say about us? What thoughts do we get when we think about the holiness of God? Is God truly holy in our life? Amen. What do it mean? What do it mean? We hear holy, holy. You got the holiness churches. You got all of this stuff. But to you, when you think on the holiness of God, what do it say to you? What comes to your mind? And so this is the thing that we need need to begin to start thinking about God's holiness. How do I perceive it? What do it mean for me? What does it say to me? God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. So what do all of that mean? Amen. So if you and I don't accept that God is holy, there's consequences to rejecting this holiness. And what happened is when we disregard God's holiness, we begin to erode the very foundation of our faith. Our faith began to wane. It began to die. It began to corrode. Amen. Glory to God. And many who identify as Christian may profess their belief without recognizing the need to change. So without accepting God's holiness, the desire to live a life that reflects his character simply does not exist. So then the reason why people say that they're Christians and we see absolutely no fruit whatsoever, amen, is because somewhere they have disregarded that God is holy. They've disregarded the very fact that God is a holy God. And if you and I don't see that God is holy, there is nothing about our life, amen, that we would live that would please God. Hallelujah. Or even recognize that he's holy. Remember, the essence of God character is holiness. The essence of a Christian character is holiness. The foundation of who God is holy. The foundation of who we are as Christian is us recognizing that God is holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then, in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse, amen, 2, it instructs us how to begin this, how to have this change ongoing and ongoing and ongoing in our life. Amen. And so we are not to be conformed to the world or to the old ways, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. See, when we fail to acknowledge God's holiness, what happened is we conform to the values and the behaviors of the world. Amen. And we begin to allow the world around us, amen, to begin to influence us or to continue to influence us if we never ever made the switch, amen, from being an old man to a new man, amen. If we never made the switch to seeing that God is holy, then we will continue to be transformed, amen, by the values, amen, and the behaviors of the world around us. Instead of us being transformed into his likeness, what we do is we will see, amen, the consequences of this spiritual blindness whenever, glory to God, we disregard, glory to God, who God is. So the consequences of rejecting God, amen, glory to God, holiness, is this spiritual blindness around us. We will see a church that no longer stand firm in the truth of God's word. And we see that today. We will see individuals who blend in with the world around them rather than standing out as a light in darkness. Amen. We will see people in churches, amen, doing all kind of things that has nothing to do with recognition of God's holiness. Amen. We have to look at our own life. Do my life reflect his character? Do my life reflect the fact that I am acknowledging, I'm recognizing that God is holy? And I say that I'm a Christian. I say I belong to his church. I say I belong to his body. Amen. Glory to God. Do I allow Holy Spirit to convict me and to shape and make my thoughts, mold my thoughts, amen, to be a person who represent or who shows the characters of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if we're not careful, if we reject God's holiness, you know, we hear it, you know, well, that's a little deep, that's a little crazy, you know, God is love, God is all this. God is holy. Glory to God. God is holy. If you and I don't get that, forget about the love, the mercy, and all of that. If God is not holy in your life, you are missing out. You are missing the very essence of who God is and what he's trying to do in human life. And mankind, God is trying to bring mankind to the ultimate place where his will and his desires for their life will be fulfilled. When he created us, God had a life that he wanted us to live. And that life, amen, is to be like him. And how is he? He is holy. So we can only experience a true life, amen, that God had desired for us until, we cannot experience that until we begin to see that he's holy. And glory to God, allow Holy Spirit to cause us to be holy even as he is holy. Hallelujah. So when we accept God's holiness, everything changes. This acceptance, what it does, it ignites a transforming work in us. Amen? Within us. So when we encounter the Holy One and grasp the depth of His purity and grace, we cannot help but be moved to change. Amen? Our hearts begin to align with His will. Our thoughts begin to align with His truth. Glory to God, our behaviors begin to align with His holy standards. Amen. Even as I was saying about Paul on the road of Damascus, he said, Lord, who art thou? Amen. And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astounded, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? In other words, immediate change. Immediate change. How many of us have made a change since we began to profess that we are children of God? How many of us have truly changed? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now look what the Word of God says. Amen. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. And we're going to read the eighth verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to read verse 8. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us that we were ignorant, amen, to God's holiness. But now that we are supposed to be saved and born again, something should happen. Amen. Now look what it says. It says, for ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. We were sometime darkness, now are ye light in the Lord. So then we are to walk as children of light. Now what happened here is that we are exalted to walk or live like we have been changed. Hallelujah. We are to no longer walk in darkness. Amen. So holiness then becomes a natural outcome of experiencing God's love and recognizing His holiness. Amen. It becomes evident in our life, in our speech, in our relationships. As we grow in our understanding of who God is, what happened is we begin to reflect this character in our everyday life. So every day, people should see something about my relationship with God. They should see something about me that will show proof and evidence that I have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So can people look at your life and see that you have a relationship with God? Can they see anything that looks like the character of God in our life on a daily basis? Amen. Holy living can somewhat be challenging in this secular world that we're living in. See, living holy in today's secular world, it's going to be challenging. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be challenging. However, because we are constantly bombarded, amen, with messages that conflict or in direct contradiction to the call to holiness. The world does not encourage us to be holy. And the sad thing, even in churches, some churches don't encourage us to be holy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are kind of bombarded in a world of society or people that do not in any wise encourage our holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Our call to be holy. However, it's precisely in this context that our acceptance of God's holiness become vital. And what do I mean by that? I'm saying that because of the world we're living in, if you and I can keep our focus on the fact that God is holy, it matters what the world say. It matters not what our friends say. It don't matter what anybody say. Amen. Glory to God. We are going to be anchored and focused on the holiness of God, and it's going to cause us to resist the world. Hallelujah. It's going to cause us to resist anything that is not of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in spite of the fact that, glory to God, we are being bombarded with anything but the holiness of God, or the fact that God's holy, as we stand firm in our faith and reflect this light, what happened is we become the beacon of hope. We become a tool in His hand. Amen. We become hope and truth amidst the confusion and the darkness that is surrounding us and in the lives of people. So many people are living in confusion and darkness, but when we anchor ourselves on the very fact and recognition that God is holy, we're going to be able to, glory to God, to be a light. We're going to be able to evangelize the lost. We're going to be able to edify the saint. Amen. So we're going to be able to bring the lost in, and we're going to be able to encourage those who are already in to grow in the Lord. So let us not forget, glory to God, when Jesus stated, amen, that we are the light of the world. So our holy living should glorify God and draw others to Him. See, holiness is not merely about adhering to a list of rules, amen, and do's and don'ts. It's about the embodiment of the very nature of God that we walk out in our faith. Amen. We walk it out in our love. We walk it out, glory to God, in the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So regardless of how the world is telling us, amen, that God is not holy, or we don't have to live a particular way, even when we go to some churches, everything is taught but the holiness of God. Everything is taught except for us being holy. And God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, I don't know what that says to you, but what it says to me, if I'm going to have any association whatsoever with God, if I'm going to say that I'm a child of God, if I'm going to say that I'm a Christian, amen, and I got a relationship with Jesus Christ, I am going to have to allow Holy Spirit to cause me to pursue a holy life. Hallelujah. A holy life. So in my closing, let us take time to reflect on our relationship with God. As I said earlier, do you recognize that God is holy? We got to ask ourselves that. Do I recognize that God is holy? And in this recognition, do I respond as if I have a recognition of God's holiness? Do I respond as if there's a lifestyle that God wants me to live? Do I respond as if there's responsibilities that come with me labeling myself as a Christian? Hallelujah. Do you and I see that God is holy? Hallelujah. So let us take time, as I said, to reflect on our relationship with God. Are we truly embracing His holiness? Are we recognizing that our call to live holy life start with acceptance of God's holiness, amen, and acceptance of God as our creator? Do we recognize that God is holy? Because we learn that that is the very foundation, amen, of our Christian walk. We cannot, amen, please God. We cannot live in a life that is acceptable to Him. We cannot present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him, unless, glory to God, we recognize that He is holy. So we're going to have to see that He is holy. So when we are pursuing a holy life, we will recognize that God is holy. And when we recognize that God is holy, our life will change to be a life of holiness. We will live a life of holiness when we do that. So Holy Spirit is in us. God saved us. Glory to God. And when He saved us, He put holy in us. He put Holy Spirit in us. Amen. And Holy Spirit is in our lives. Amen. As Christians, to show us the will of God, the mind of God, the plan of God, the holiness of God. Amen. It is there to guide us. It is there to empower us to live lives that reflect God's holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May we press in our journey of faith on a daily basis. We want to continually be seeking to know and accept the holiness of God. And when we do, the transformation will happen. Oh, glory to God. Within us, glory to God, and in the world around us. So let us pray, amen, for the courage and the strength to live holy life, fully aware that we serve a holy God. So now, when you and I recognize that He's holy, you know, some people have been saved a long time. Or they say that they've been saved a long time. They've been in church a long time. They've been professing, amen, that they're Christians a long time. But you see no evidence, no sign that they accept that God is holy. You see nothing about their life, amen, that accept that God is holy. I want to challenge you today, even as I challenge myself. Let your life, let my life be a life that look like we know that Christianity is based on a holy God, amen, and it's also based on anyone who say that they're Christian on pursuing to live a holy life. Because we must, first of all, do what? Recognize that God is holy. And we recognize that God is holy, amen, then we recognize that His word is holy, the Bible, that is the Holy Bible. So then we would approach the Bible, we would read the Bible, we would see the Bible as God speaking to us, we would see the Bible as standards, amen, glory to God, to change our life. Hallelujah. And then we will allow Holy Spirit, amen, to help us to continually recognize that God is holy. Not let it be an event, but let it be, glory to God, a life that we live with the understanding that God is holy. And no matter what comes our way, no matter what other people say, no matter how people say we should live, let us live with the recognition that God is a holy God. And we've learned that will always change the individual life who accept that God is a holy God.